This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The legislature is considering a number of changes to the practice of medicine in the Mountain State. We'll hear from a prominent senator who has opposed some of those measures.
That bill allows laser surgery on your eye without actually having ever done laser surgery on an actual human. Whereas in order to be able to do that, if you're in medicine, you have thousands of hours.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Hope Gas, committed to the growth and development of West Virginia to strengthen the community. Information at wvisforhope.com. Some lawmakers say the maintenance costs for the state's sex offender registry should fall to the offenders. Jack Walker reports.
Convicted sex offenders in West Virginia must enlist in a publicly accessible registry. House Bill 3164 would also make them pay state police $250 annually to fund its upkeep. The bill's sponsor is Delegate Bill Flanagan, a Republican from Ohio County. He said updating the registry takes resources and can damage officers' mental health. But at a House Judiciary Committee meeting Thursday, some lawmakers said they worry the bill would be overly punitive and hard to enforce. That included Delegate Rick Hillenbrand, a Republican from Hampshire County.
Constitutional issues and things like this sounds like a continuing spanking.
The committee advanced House Bill 3164 to the markup and discussion phase. If adopted, the fee would bring state police $1.6 million each year based on current registry figures. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker at the state capitol.
Appalachian Power electricity customers protested a proposed rate increase on the Capitol steps Thursday. Curtis Tate has more.
Groups have urged the legislature to do something about the rising cost of electricity in West Virginia. If approved by the West Virginia Public Service Commission, the company's proposal would raise the average customer's bill by $23.74 a month. Bills have been introduced to freeze rates and suspend disconnections, but they've not advanced out of committee. Gary Zuckett is co-director of the West Virginia Citizen Action Group.
We're hoping to get more. We would really like to see community solar pass in West Virginia. We've been working on that for three years now.
Citizen Action Group and others have submitted testimony to the PSC opposing Appalachian Power's rate proposal. The PSC will consider the case this summer. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
A number of bills have moved through the legislature this year that make changes to the practice of medicine in our state. A bill to remove the certificate of need for hospitals failed, but bills allowing optometrists and pharmacists to expand their practice is still moving. Senator Eric Tarr, a Republican from Putnam County, has argued against some of these bills. As part of our daily broadcast, the legislature today, Senator Tarr joined News Director Eric Douglas in our Capitol studio to discuss why.
Welcome to the legislature today. I'm here with Senator Eric Tarr, Republican out of Putnam County. Thank you for coming today.
Thanks for having me on, Eric.
I'm looking forward to this conversation, actually. I know you're a busy man, so let's jump right into it. There have been a number of bills floating around the legislature this session about health and changing the scope of practice for doctors, at least with the idea of giving more people access to care. But our broader question, we're 49th, 50th in just about everything, unfortunately, but definitely in health outcomes and that sort of thing. So what can we do? What can the legislature do to help make West Virginians healthier?
It's economic development. It's really what it comes down to is you have to have enough of a taxpayer base that affords the services of health care for those that can't afford it. And so we have about 500,000 people just on Medicaid alone in this state. Out of a state of 1.77 million people. So, and then if you even come out of there, you have still a lot of retirees in the workforce, or not out of the workforce rather. So you don't have a very strong or a very large working population in West Virginia to afford the healthcare services that might be provided by the government, which tends to be some of the more expensive because of the more unhealthy people, right? So you got people that are either in the later stages of life, or you got people that being on Medicaid is just an unhealthier population in general than you have your working age people that are otherwise employed. So that's part of it. The other part is that in order to be able to afford the access to health care. You have to have people that bring in the number of people and the number of jobs that bring in the healthcare infrastructure. So if you don't have a population, you can't attract the investments. So there's a and we say this all the time, jobs fix a lot of problems in West Virginia. And that's really what has to happen. I think it takes a long-term view and it takes long-term discipline to get there.
I know one of the bills that you were involved with was the very rural hospitals. I believe that came through one of the committees just in the last day or two. But you know, we've got some hospitals that people are 40 or 50 miles away from the closest medical center. How do we deal with that in the Kanawha Valley, Morgantown, those areas? It's not as big a challenge, clearly, but.
Well, when you look at access to healthcare and proximity to healthcare centers, those are usually going to be in your population centers. So, you know, if we don't have a lot of cities, we don't have a lot of big cities in West Virginia. And if you're going to locate a hospital, you're going to usually be near a population base. And so the people that, in a lot of the rural areas of the state, they chose to be there, right?
True.
It's not like there wasn't a hospital. You know, there was a hospital there when they went there and now it's gone. Because most of the hospitals we have in the state, maybe there's been one or two closed, but by and large, we've opened more than we've closed down. So if, you know, those areas where you have these healthcare deserts, there's not new healthcare deserts. So people are making those choices to be away from those population centers where
there's a couple, well, like for neonatal care or for pregnancy care or for OB care, but no, I think in general, I'm sure you're right that it's, so kind of the topic of the day though, there have been bills that I believe you've opposed both of them, but to broaden the scope of optometry, mm-hmm. and broaden the scope of pharmacists and allow them to prescribe different or kind of the easier on-demand medicines. But so let's talk about optometry first.
Sure.
What's that bill all about?
So that bill allows laser surgery on your eye without actually having ever done laser surgery on an actual human. Whereas in order to be able to do that, if you're in medicine, you have thousands of hours of and supervised the surgery where you've actually done that on a human being. And my beef with this has been is that when you have two professions that are hammering out that what their scope of practice should be, and they have disagreements, those groups need to come to an agreement before we run it across up here. Because once you bring in the legislation side of it, without having the facts to drive it, you're putting people in harm's way, and that's my concern.
That was Senator Eric Tarr speaking with Eric Douglas about bills making their way through the legislature that attempt to change the practice of medicine in the state. Visit our website to hear the rest of that interview and make sure to tune in for our daily broadcast at 6 p.m. on TV and radio, and then again on the West Virginia Channel at 7 p.m. It's also streaming on our website and YouTube channel. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:52. Scattered snow flurries in the southeast this morning, becoming mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the 50s. Increasing cloudiness tonight with lows in the 20s and 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, highs in the 50s and 60s. Support for WVPB is provided by Dutch Miller Subaru in Charleston. Dutch Miller Automotive is proud to be dedicated to multiple community service initiatives and local charities. More about our team and the Subaru Love Promise at DutchMillerSubaru.com. Our spring broadcast season of Mountain Stage continues this week with a premiere episode recorded at the Culture Center Theater in Charleston. Host Kathy Matea welcomes Oliver Wood, Dar Williams, Top House, Cloud Cult, and Stephen Wilson Jr., making his Mountain Stage debut. Originally from rural southern Indiana, now a prominent star in the music world, Stephen has a unique sound that combines country, grunge, and indie rock. Our song of the week is Billy by Stephen Wilson Jr., a song from his debut album, Son of Dad, that embraces his roots.
You can call me Billy, but the hills come with me.
Stephen Wilson Jr. performing his song Billy. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Saturday evenings at 6 and Sundays at noon right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, WVPublic.org. Maria Young produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.